following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Let's pray and then let's dive into the word tonight. God, it just feels like we got a treat right there. And as Gary said, just a beautiful night, an incredible night of music and worship. Lord, this is one of those times where we want to drink it all in. And so, Lord, tonight, may we not miss what you have for us from your word. And Lord, maybe there's somebody here tonight who's visiting Refuge for the first time, maybe wondering what this is all about. And Lord, we are all about you. We love you. We're passionate about following after you. And Lord, we're passionate about your word. And so we want to turn our attention tonight to your word. So Lord, be glorified in this place. Amen. Amen. When I was a kid, I remember my dad came and visited my mom and I, and he brought with him a Yoda mask, but not like a Yoda mask that has the little band around it, but like a full-on Yoda mask, like it goes over your entire head. And I remember putting that thing on, and I could not get it off. And it freaked me out. Like, to this day, I still have memories. I remember just bawling. And I was younger. It wasn't like last year or anything. But I remember having this mask on my head and being able to not breathe and being extremely scared that it would never come off. And that's a reality, because I still, it takes me back to that moment now. And one of the things that was interesting that Gary had brought up for him in this last year was dealing with anxiety and stress and worry. And I don't deal a lot with that, but I do at times have that sense of like, God, what are you doing? God, what's going on? And are you really trustworthy? Can I trust in you? And I liken it to that Yoda mask where it's over your head. It's hard to breathe. You wonder if you're ever going to get that mask off. And I know sometimes at night you probably go to bed with that feeling of like, breathe, just breathe, right? That worry and concern. And I will just tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. And I think, in fact, if we could have a testimony tonight of some people and they were to share their testimony, they'd say, I've been there before. I've been there right with you. And because we don't have time for everyone to share that testimony, I thought I'd just share something from the Word of God that King David, who you would think would have it all together, it's King David, right? He's been in that moment before. In fact, he writes in Psalm 13, I want you to hear what he says, thinking about that Yoda mask. Psalm 13, I want you to hear what he says. Here's what he says. How long, O Lord, verse 1, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Listen to that again. David starts Psalm 13. He says, how long, O Lord? And then he says this to God, right? Like, step back. Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And in other words, what he's saying is, God, where are you? Talk to me. Say something. Show your face. Let me know what's going on. Why do I feel this way? Why am I so scared? Why is there anxiety and worry, maybe hurt and pain? King David, right? Wondering, how long, O Lord? Key there. In fact, in Psalm 13, four times, he's going to say this. How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? How long? I think if God, you would just tell us when this goes away, when everything's going to feel better, when it's going to be fixed, I think we could hang with that, right? That when you go on a car ride with your kids, what's the first thing they ask you? How long, O parent, right? How long, O parent? And if you could just tell them, hey, it's 20 minutes. Hey, it's an hour. Hey, we're going to get there soon, right? They can hang with that. But when it's an undisclosed amount of time, that's really hard for kids to hang with it. You probably were there at one point in the car of like, where are we going and how? When are we going to get there? How long, O parent? And David is asking the Lord in this moment, how long, O Lord, am I going to have to live with this feeling, this anxiety, this stress, this worry, this concern? God, when are you going to tell me how it's all going to end? So much easier, Lord, if you just tell me. I think one of the things that stands out to me is that David is writing this psalm 3,000 years ago. 3,000 years ago. And he is expressing some emotions and feelings that we have today. Isn't that incredible? That 3,000 years ago, David, King David, writes this, and today you and I could relate like it was written yesterday. Anxiety, worry, stress. How long, oh Lord? How long am I going to live with this? How am I going to deal with this? Some of you are asking that question tonight. Then the psalmist does something that many of us do in these situations at night as we're trying to go to sleep and the worry and stress and anxiety. You know what he tries to do? He tries to fix it himself. He says, listen, if I could just get stronger within, then I'll overcome this anxiety, worry, and stress. Look what he says in verse 2. He says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? God, how long are you going to withhold your face from me? How long am I going to have to wait? How long am I going to have to keep looking inside my own soul to fix this problem? And oh, by the way, my heart is sorrowful daily. How long? How often do we try to solve those life problems within us? Oh, I'll just get past this moment. I'll just get through it. I'll just, I'll get through it by myself. He looks to inside himself to fix the problem, but notice that his heart is continually sorrowful. In other words, he's not going to make it on his own. What I think David is saying here is, Lord, I'm not a good source of getting through the anxiety, stress, and worry on my own. I can't look within myself to fix this problem. I think if you were to poll people and ask them as they wrestle with certain kinds of anxieties and stress, worry and brokenness. In fact, I think Gary sang about it, right? If we try to figure it out and look within, we'll never get through that. King David thought, man, if I could just get through it. He says, how long, look at verse 2, second part, how long will my enemy be exalted over me? How long will my enemy continue to win? Now, we know King David had real physical enemies that wanted to take him out. King, right? I'll take that place, right? I'll take that throne from you, King David. I'm an enemy of God. I'll take the, physical enemies. But he also had internal enemies as well. You think about King David's life and what he would fall asleep thinking at night. Think about King David and the things that would go through his mind. Grief from past sins, remorse, shame, maybe the depression from a loss of one of his children, because we know that he lost at least one. That there would be times of overwhelming heart issues with King David. Think about his enemy at night. It wouldn't always be. In fact, maybe the easier ones would have been the physical enemies that wanted to take him out. But think about the enemies that he wrestled with in his heart and is in his mind. And he's saying to the Lord, how long will my enemy have victory over me? God, when are you going to show up? And then look at verse 3. He makes this plea. And here's his answer. He basically says, help me. I get the image of him in a pit, right? And he's trying to climb out by himself, and he can't climb out, and he keeps trying. And every time he gets a little closer, he just slides back down into the pit, and he's exhausted from climbing. He's exhausted from trying to get that Yoda mask off his head, and he's thinking, when will this ever end? And here's what he says in verse 3. Consider and hear me, Lord my God. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, King David, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. I love this. I'm tired of trying to climb out of the pit. I'm tired of struggling and wrestling. And every time I try to look from within to fix the problem, I slide deeper back down into the pit. I'm not a good person trying to fix myself. And so, God, I'm turning to you. Help me. And look what his request is. Open my eyes to the what? Truth. Enlighten my eyes. Open my eyes to the truth. What's David saying there? He's saying this reality that I'm living in is my perspective, and this is all that I can see. But what I'm starting to realize is that my truth may not be the truth. That the thing I'm wrestling with may be something that's affecting me, but God, if you could just open my eyes to what was truly going on here. As my enemies feel like they're prevailing, God, would you take me outside of that box so that I can see your truth? It's an incredible admission by King David to say this. God, I need you to open my eyes because what I may be seeing may not be true. I may not have it right. And quite frankly, as I look inside myself and try to lift myself out of the pit, I know I don't have it right. My perspective is off. And so, God, would you enlighten my eyes? Would you open my eyes to what only you can share with me, which is your truth? That, in fact, God's truth is the truth. God, I'm looking to you for truth. But there is that limited understanding and perspective that we all have. And again, I go back to, man, what an awesome song that Gary said. In fact, listen, I'm dealing with some anxiety, and I actually need to look outside of myself to my brothers. I need to look to the Lord, and I need to say, listen, maybe my perspective is off. What I think is reality right now may not be reality. And so, Lord, would you enlighten my eyes to the truth? And then he says, don't let the enemy in. Right? He says, look what he says here. He says, God, don't let this enemy prevail against me, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. God, do not let the enemy in, and do not let the enemy win. Because David's in the pit thinking, God, I see the enemy in ahead of me, and every night he comes to me and he knocks at the door and he wants to have me worry and stress and anxiety. Enlighten my eyes to your truth. God, I'm looking to you. I'm looking to brothers and sisters in the Lord for truth. And don't let the enemy win. The image I get there is of a boxer who just knocked a guy to the mat, right? He's flattened the guy and he's standing over him. And in some way, he's at him, right? He's talking to him. He's yelling at him, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. And David's feeling like he's the guy on the mat. And the enemy's is just standing over the top of him saying, I got you. I got you. And he's crying out to the Lord saying, don't let the enemy win. Don't let him stand over your son like that, God. Knock that enemy out. Like, get rid of him. I don't want to go to bed at night feeling like I've been knocked to the mat. And the enemy is winning. And so David goes to one place he knows. He says, I know that the Lord is stronger than the enemy. So God, do something about it. Take that enemy out, whether it's the enemy of anxiety or stress or worry, or maybe it is a physical enemy. God, do something about it, because I can't do it myself. And listen, here's where we'll close. Here's what he commits to. Here's what King David commits to. As he's standing before the Lord, he says this, three things. You can write him down. Actually, I'll read it to you and then you can write him down. Verse 5, but I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. I want to read that again because I don't want you to miss this. Remember when we started? Right, he's got the Yoda mask on. He's stuck in the car. He doesn't know how long he's going to have to wait. He's worried. His anxiety is loss of breath, stressed. He said, feels like the enemy's winning. But he closes off his Psalm 13. Again, let me read it to you. He says, but I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Here are those three things if you're a note taker or if you're walking in this season right now. The three things that David says is, I will trust in the God of mercy. I will trust his mercy upon me. I will trust that even if I don't feel adequate or I feel like I'm still at the bottom of a pit, I will trust in God's mercy. And if you're a believer here tonight, you have only to look to the cross to say, listen, I believe God is merciful. God has mercy upon me. Number two, he says, I shall rejoice and I will sing. Think about it for a second. Bottom of the pit, going to bed at night, stressed, anxious, worry, and yet he says, this is my commitment. I'm not going to take this as my reality and this is my truth. I'm going to look to God for his truth. And in fact, I'm going to show up and I shall rejoice and I will sing, is what he says. I'm not going to let him hold me down. In fact, I'm going to, even when I don't feel it, quote unquote, I'm not feeling it, right? I'm going to show up and rejoice and worship my God. Even in the midst of all the struggles and the trials and the difficulty, I'm going to trust in the God of mercy. And then I'm going to show up and I'm going to rejoice in him and I'm going to sing to him and I'm going to worship him. And the third thing he says, I love this. He realizes that in fact, if I look over my life and even in my current circumstance, even though it doesn't feel like it, God has dealt bountifully with me. He has been good to me. And sometimes in those dark moments, those hard moments, we have to say, listen, God, what have you done for me? I need to make a list. I need to write it out and say, God, you have blessed me here. And God, you have blessed me here. And God, you have blessed me here. And even though I'm not feeling it, I realize you've given me this amazing situation, whatever that might be. And you just write down the things that you are thankful for. You look outside of your current circumstance and box. I will take into account the ways that God has been good to me. I will remember, again, basically remembering God's word and what it says to me. I will take into account the way you have spoken to me by your Holy Spirit in the past. Think about that. I will think about the ways that you have used your Holy Spirit and the word of God, your word, Lord, in the past. And here's where we're close. I will look around. I will tell someone. In those moments where it feels like I can't breathe and I've got anxiety and stress and worry, I will get someone else's perspective. I will look outside of my Yoda mask and I will say, listen, help me. I need you to pray for me. I need you to be with me. And that's, in fact, as you look around tonight, as you look at other people, that's what this is really all about. It's about saying, listen, we are people who trust in God's mercy. We come together to praise and worship him, even in our trials and struggles. And then we are there for each other. We are there for each other to help each other through each other's struggles. And that's what the church was designed for, right? That we would help each other in these moments of darkness and despair. And so tonight, if that's you, if you're someone who's said, listen, I feel like I'm at that pit, that I'm going to trust in God's mercy. I'm going to praise and rejoice and sing even when I don't feel like it. And I'm going to tell someone and get them to pray for me and maybe a couple people and say, listen, help me. Give me another perspective maybe than what I'm dealing with right now. And I'm going to cry out to the Lord like King David did, right? He said, listen, God, open my eyes to your truth. Open my eyes to who you are. Amen? Let's pray. God, you are good and you are gracious and you are merciful to us. And Lord, I know as I look out over the people of Refuge here tonight, Lord, there are some who I know have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, they have walked through the difficult times in life and the struggles and all the things that life can bring. And yet, listen, here they are. Lord, they're here to serve you, to love you, to honor you, to walk with you, to sing even when they don't feel like it, to trust in the God of mercy. Lord, here they are. And Lord, I know that they would be strong sounding boards, maybe for some people who are walking through that pit right now, the valley now. Lord, would you just show up in a mighty way tonight? Would you speak to us and direct us? Thank you for the testimony of the worship songs tonight and the music tonight, Lord, about who you are. God, thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy upon us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.